This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
First of all, where is it? It's gone.
Be careful in terms of who
see that when a person becomes a successor, someone who holds the identity for the possibility, you can accept his testimony if he's going to be a good person on his behalf in faith, but not against him. That's why it comes to success. When I be a leader, I have to. He didn't say not leader. He can't testify against him, but he can't testify for him. Why? Because chances are not specified in his faith. And if he does,
what's that?
the Quran, then this is the lives of the people of Qaysh that are the same with us or maybe as others. And then the Prophet of the Khadija of the Wall of Allah says, well, also we have many of the people of Allah. The next question has the Ayyu, for Allah who was the only son of the Prophet. He says that we captured some camels and some goats. And one of the camels fled, ran away from what we have captured. So, a man among us, the pig, is he shot his arrow. His arrow. And that basically allowed them to basically capture it, but not allow it to get away. So they came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked him to show you this, and we want to hear. So then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the Bihadi, a Bahadi, a Bahadi, a Bahadi, a Bahadi, a Bahadi, of these camels, there are some that are like wild beasts. So if one of them happens to run away and you can't catch it, then treat it in this manner. Basically, what you guys do is shoot your arrow at it, make those nice arrows. These days, if you have guns. So this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Now, when it comes to slaughtering animals, basically, first of all, the general rule is that it's not all animals are permissible, except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Now, those animals that were allowed to eat were not allowed to eat them unless they were slaughtered, you know, according to how Islam teaches. And that is as the Prophet mentioned. Right? He mentioned two things. That when you slaughter, the blood flows out and rushes. And he mentioned that you say the name of Allah. So. And so it doesn't matter what you use to cut the throat, whether it's a knife or anything else. As long as, you know, the animal's head is properly, the neck is properly. But basically, the Fuqaha, they say that the main arteries and veins need to be cut in the neck. Because when that happens, the blood is in gushing, right? You know, with full force. But if you cut it and it's not gushing out, right, then that means, you know, he's only going to be wounded. That's not going to kill the animal. And that's why we're not. That's why we're not safe. It's the people's. When they said we don't have a knife, can we use, you know, canes? We think of this woman that we can now apply it to the right? They didn't say yes, we can use that. They said we can assist. They can't be fancy. We can now apply it. So, this is regarding animals that we can eat after they have been slaughtered properly. Now the other way that we can eat an
Little pain as possible. As little pain.
week that we have exactly the creation. And this is both the mandatory exam as well as the recommended exam. So what is an example of mandatory exam? With the creation. Yes. What does Allah say? وَدِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَدِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. But not only the parents, the ayah of him. وَدِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَلِيَ قُرْبَى relatives. وَلِيَ تَعْنَى orphans. وَلِيَ سَاكِينِ the poor. وَلِيَ جَاهِ قُرْبَى وَلِيَ جَاهِ بِدُونِ وَصَحِبِ الْجَمْعِ. Neighbors, relatives, or otherwise, and the problem. So basically, we have to deal with exactly with everyone, with these people in particular. And dealing with exactly that means, what does it mean? To basically, deal with them in the best way, with the best adab. Dealing with them in the best way, living with them in the best way, and serving your parents, for example, and obeying them, serving them, etc. All of that comes under the mandatory exam. And then you have the exam, which is not mandatory, but you have a lot of reward for it. And that is basically any link that you can do to any human being. Not just human beings, but also animals. Such as Anita, the Prophet of Causes Hope, the Prophet of the Younger Gentleman, because she gave water to the wrong houses. This is what we call an ihsan. She did an ihsan to an animal. So obviously, when it comes to the right of the deity, they will only be accepted by the law if we do them fully
or it's jihad to do that, etc. Okay.
find ourselves, forced to let the use of sun is for spirit and more, humane when it comes to making sure we don't pay or minimizing the pain as much as possible for the animals. And that their methods are increases the causes more pain. And so look at how the cops are saying, sharpening. Why sharpening a knife? Because if it's not sharp and you're going at it, you're not killing it, you're torturing it. But if you sharpen it, with one hit, it's going to just stop the beast out. And, Barcelona says, when you lift the beast out, then you cause the beast out to be for you. That's why there's so many other guidelines that some teachers, when it comes to how to stop. For example, we're not allowed to show the animal our knives, or show or slaughter another animal in the presence of another animal we can see. But all of that is to bring the least amount of pain to the animal. The next thing is the need of generating. Thank you. soup, food, drink, clothing, etc. All these things related to Buddha. Everything is. And then tell me after this, that it is wrong. And so we know that certain things are wrong, things are wrong, things are wrong.
Thank you.